get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenhoff from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Thanks for listening and for making Tee to Green part of your weekend. What a big weekend it is. What a big show we have for you today. Ryder Cup Week starts tomorrow at Medina Country Club near Chicago. The U.S. versus Europe. The actual play is this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Joining us on Tee to Green today, a return engagement from our good friend T.J. O'Claire with PGA.com. We will preview the upcoming Ryder Cup Championship for you today here on Tee to Green. Meantime, there's a little old event going on in Atlanta this weekend that should conclude today. PGA Tour Championship. Good leaderboard, and even you-know-who thinks he has a shot today.
I've done it before. Been out here a long time and just claw your way back into it. And it was just going to take a round in the 60s, and I figured the guys aren't going to go out and run off and hide, not on this golf course. It's just playing too difficult.
That's Tiger Woods. A couple of guys he's going to try to chase down in the final round today, Justin Rose and Brant Snedeker. We'll get more on that when Jerry takes us on tour later in the hour. With the Ryder Cup, the big event on the PGA of America, coming up on the show today, Alan Ranowski winding down his two-year term as the current president of the PGA of America. We will talk to Mr. Ranowski about the Junior Ryder Cup, the upcoming Ryder Cup, and he'll reflect back on his 2 years steering the PGA of America.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
I want you to do us a favor. Go to our website, teetogreenradio.com, our new and improved teetogreenradio.com, and while you're there, check out our Facebook page as well. One of the things we need you to do is tell us if you like us. We're going to tee it up next with T.J. O'Claire, Ryder Cup preview, as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, Tom Baudette. I've been doing this gig so long, I can remember when it was a big deal when Motel 6 put free phones in our rooms. Now I get to announce that our rooms are inside your phone. Yep, Motel 6 now has a mobile app. You can book a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain right from your phone. Download yours from the App Store or Android Marketplace today and start booking. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's.
You get 10% rewards, right?
And you get to help your favorite causes.
How does it work?
Sign up with your Macy's card and shop away. You'll get a great rewards card and Macy's will donate to charities.
Sounds great. Thanks for sharing.
Charge $25 to your Macy's credit card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. Go to Macy's or Macy's.com/thanks to enroll in Thanks for Sharing. 10 years of making magic at Macy's.
It's the show by golfers, for golfers. Tee to Green, the golf show from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Putnoff, great to have you on board. This portion of the show presented by At Your Service. At Your Service for all your remodeling needs. There's no job too small or too big. Call Daryl at 719-216-2717 or send him an email at atyourservice@hotmail.com. At Your Service, more than a handyman. Jay and Jerry at Your Service this morning. And, Jerry, I promise we won't talk about a lost Saturday in college football. Let's talk a little golf today.
You know, no one could seem to hold a lead yesterday. We'll see if the players at the top of the Tour Championship and the LPGA event in Alabama can hold their leads here today.
Ryder Cup week starts tomorrow, as I mentioned at the top of the show. Medina Country Club playing host to the 39th Ryder Cup, the best of the U.S. versus the best in Europe. And joining us right now to give us a preview of that huge, huge event, our friend from PGA.com, TJ O'Claire from the golf course, not Medina, joins us this morning. Hey, TJ, how you doing?
Hey. I'm great, guys. How are you? I'll be at Medina tomorrow. I get in late afternoon, but for right now, I'm getting my golf out of the way.
Are you in a sand trap? Are you in a sand trap right now, or what?
I'm actually standing on top of the second tee box right now. So, yeah, we got the nice, brisk fall weather right now here in New England, and just enjoying a nice round.
All right. Hope the first hole went right.
Try and find a couple fairways today.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, I'm hearing more and more, and I a couple of weeks ago, Jerry and I were talking about, on the air, we were talking about the Ryder Cup, and I picked the European team, and I'm hearing more and more people, you know, set aside their patriotism and things like that to look at who's lining up for the Europeans versus who's lining up for the Americans. I see it close, but I'm still sticking with the Europeans. What are you feeling? What are you hearing?
CJ, I'm leaning towards the Americans right now. I think this is probably the most evenly matched Ryder Cup we've had in some time, at least on paper. You know, everybody's playing well right now going into the Ryder Cup, which we don't usually see. Even Martin Keimer, who was kind of trying to make it so that he wouldn't make the team. He skipped the Glen Eagles tournament hoping that he would slip out of the top 10 and not earn an automatic spot on the European team. Even he's come around a little bit. And then you've got Davis Love. He made his captain's picks. Dustin Johnson's playing great. Brent Snedeker has a chance to win the Tour Championship today. Jim Furyk, still not sure what to expect from him. You know, he had that triple bogey on 17 yesterday at East Lake, and that's kind of been his M.O. this year. You know, had it happen at Bridgestone late with a double bogey on the 72nd hole. At Olympic Club at the U.S. Open, you know, he had that squirrely drive on 16 that really cost him the tournament. So, you know, that said, he's gotten himself in the mix quite a few times, so I'm sure Love has to be happy with his captain's picks play so far, but I think it's going to be a very evenly matched Ryder Cup, and I think the home advantage is going to be the difference.
I believe all 24 players are currently ranked in the world top 35. I think that just speaks to what you were saying there, TJ, about everybody playing well. One great putt, one great sand shot, one bad break could make the difference in a lot of matches.
There's no question about it, Jerry. And, you know, one thing that's always the key at the Ryder Cup is a hot putter. And right now, I mean, if you guys saw any of the golf this week from Eastlake, nobody's been hotter than Brant Snedeker. I mean, he's been making everything that he's looked at. And that has really been an Achilles heel for the Americans in the last several Ryder Cups. You know, you have a guy like Sergio Garcia on the European side who, you know, misses six-footers like it's his job on a regular week. And then during Ryder Cup, he hits everything he looks at. So, yeah. You know, putting is certainly going to be the difference.
TJ O'Clair from PGA.com with us. Putting, it always seems to come down. Most Ryder Cups, at least in recent years, have come down to a putting contest, haven't they?
They certainly have, you know, and it's just the ability to make that big putt. I mean, I even think, you know, not necessarily just putting, but short game. At Celtic Manor in 2010, Hunter Mahan scuffed that chip, which eventually cost the Americans the Ryder Cup, and Graham McDowell goes and hits a 15-footer to win the Ryder Cup for the Europeans. So it's always, you know, those touchy-feely shots, the ones where the guys really need to be sharp with their short games, and that's when you see the nerves really come into play during a Ryder Cup.
What are you hearing about the pairings? Who's going to be paired with who? Are the captains giving out any of that stuff, any of that inside info yet?
Well, you know, I think we have some obvious pairings. I think we'll see Rory McIlroy going with Graham McDowell. It makes sense, the two Northern Irish guys. You know, on the American side, I know Keegan Bradley and Phil Mickelson have a great relationship. They play a ton of practice rounds together. I think we'll see Tiger Woods, you know, paired with Steve Stricker, which is usually the case in international team competition. And then Davis, I talked to him a couple weeks ago, and he was just saying that, you know, it's going to be very obvious who's playing together on Tuesdays and Wednesdays in the practice rounds because, you know, he's going to try and work with that pod system a little bit like Paul Azinger did and had success with at Valhalla in 2008.
One rookie for the Europeans, that's Nicholas Coulthard's. Four American players making their first appearances. Do you see that becoming a big factor at all?
You know, I don't think it will be because, you know, when you're talking about rookies on the Ryder Cup team for the Americans, I look right at Webb Simpson, who just won the U.S. Open. So he knows what it's like to be in the pressure cooker. And then Nicholas Coulthard, a lot of people say, you know, we don't get to see him much in the U.S., but he's one of the longest hitters in the world. And I think it would be fantastic. Everybody wants to see Tiger Rory on Sunday in the singles. It would be pretty cool to see, like, the Dustin Johnson or Bubba Watson with Coulthard in the Sunday singles.
A couple of big bombers going at it right
there. That's for sure.
Now, Sunday is the singles. Let's go back to Friday, the first day, when it's foursomes and then four balls. You see either side with an advantage there?
Well, the U.S. always seems to do better in foursomes. Four balls is kind of the problem that they have in the team competition where, you know, they're trying to get out to the early start with the alternate shot, get that out of the way, and then move on to the four balls. So, you know, I think Davis is certainly playing to the U.S.'s advantage with foursomes in the morning. Try to get off to that good start, set the tone for the tournament, and see what happens.
And, of course, the captains can't play everybody. If you're Davis Love, who do you think he's going to sit? And same for Olathabo. Who do you think he'll sit initially?
Well, you know, I think it's probably going to be Jim Furyk for the Americans just because, you know, like I said, he's kind of struggled in these key spots all season long, and he was a captain's pick, and he was a controversial captain's pick at that. He does not have a very good Ryder Cup record. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what he does there. And then I guess, you know, Coulthard, I guess, would probably be the guy that's the odd man out early on just because he's a rookie, you know, kind of just get him used to what's going on there, have him riding around the course with the captains, kind of get a feel for what's going on at Medina. So I would say the two are probably going to be Furyk and Coulthard early that are sitting out.
TJ, one of the guys that maybe a lot of people didn't expect to make the European Tour this year is Paul Lowry. He was the oldest member of that team at age 43. How's he been playing lately, and can he be a factor here too?
He's been playing great. I mean, he's had a couple wins this season on the European Tour. I just think he is reinvigorated, you know, kind of lost his game for a while after winning the British Open in 1999, but has found it of late, and I think he's playing some inspired golf right now and just, you know, really looking forward to being back in the team competition at the Ryder Cup.
The Ryder Cup this week, this coming week, Medina Country Club, just outside of Chicago, Illinois, the U.S. versus the Europeans. The Europeans are the defending champions, but Americans have the home course advantage. TJ O'Clair with us from PGA.com. TJ, do you see, is there a wild card or sort of a X factor for this event that you can come up with?
You know, again, I just think it's going to come down to the home field advantage, and, you know, that's been the difference for the Europeans lately. I mean, it's amazing. It's like you know, when you're over there in Europe, it's like going to a soccer match or something. You know, people are singing, they're chanting. I just think Chicago is a great sports town. You know, I have a little bias to Boston being from the area, but at Brookline in 1999, that was really the difference. I mean, you had the home crowd pulling the guys along, and they made that monumental comeback. I don't think, you know, with the two rosters that we have going into this week at Medina, that we're going to see a monumental comeback because I just think these players are all too good across the board. So I just really think it's going to come down to that home field advantage. And, you know, I know Jay said he likes the Europeans squeaking out a close one, but I am leaning towards the Americans right now.
Yeah, we had Mike Scully on last week from Dyna, the head pro there, and he's a Chicago guy, native Chicago, and he kind of felt the Chicago fans, the American fans, would also make a difference. So that's a good observation on your part.
Sure, thank you.
So you're playing a little golf today, huh?
I am. Yeah, I'm getting ready to hit my second shot on the second hole. One of my playing partners over here is busting me, telling me I have to drop my tee shot in the woods.
Okay. All right. Well, we don't want you to catch too much grief, so we'll cut you free. And have fun at Medina and enjoy the Ryder Cup. I know you will.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Nice joining you.
You can read all of TJ's stuff at PGA.com. He is the Ryder Cup guy when it comes to PGA.com. And we look forward to this upcoming 39th Ryder Cup competition from Medina Country Club, the best in the U.S. versus the best in Europe. We're also looking forward to the last half of the hour here when Alan Ranowski, the outgoing president of the PGA of America, stops by here today with Jay and Jerry on Tee to Green.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half.
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Good morning. My name is Mark Kelbel. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Today I want to talk to you about course strategy and course management club selection. You hit the ball and say you're 200 yards out. Your lie will dictate everything. I always want you to take a look at the lie first. If you've got a good lie, your expectations can go up and so can your options. Having said this, I want you to advance the ball. If that means you have the best chance of advancing a 7-iron over a 3-wood, hit the 7-iron. Golf is about momentum. You have to keep advancing the ball. Assess the lie first. Pick out a club that you know you can hit down the fairway where you can find it and hit it again to a more manageable part on the golf course. Very, very important.
For more on hitting the ball better off the tee or off the fairway, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
This segment of Tee to Green brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, caring for you and your family for the last 100 years and preparing for the next 100. Our friends at Swan Law Funeral Directors, they're at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs. Check them out online at www.swan-law.com, Swan Law Funeral Directors. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenhoff coming your way from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk to Alan Ranowski, the outgoing president of the PGA of America. Ryder Cup week coming up. Jerry, both TJ and I saw close competition all the way through, but he's going to go with the American team. I'm going to pick the Europeans. Any feel, any thoughts for who you think is going to win this coming week?
No, not really. I think it'll be really close. I mean, I think a 14.5 to 13.5 score is very possible. One thing interesting in looking at some of the records of these players that have played here, first of all, on the American side, of the 12 players, Jim Furyk is the only one that has not won a tournament this year.
This season.
So that speaks well for the American side. All these guys have won in 2012 already. But there was a question that we had with TJ about rookies and how they will fare. And when you look at the guys that have only been in one Ryder Cup previously, for the Americans, Bubba Watson, he was 1-3 his first time out. Dustin Johnson, 1-3. Kuchar, 1-1-2. So he did a little bit better. Now, mind you, these guys are playing, you know, with teammates in three of those four matches. The Europeans that have only played in one Ryder Cup have a much better record. Paul Lowry, for example, now this was some years ago, was 3-1-1 as a rookie, which is outstanding in Ryder Cup play. Martin Keimer was 2-1-1 the last time out. So Justin Rose, 3-1, his first Ryder Cup. So the European rookies, at least more recently, have fared better than the U.S. guys, and they only have one first-timer this year, while the U.S. has four. That could factor in.
Yeah. The captains are Jose Maria Olazabal for the European squad and Davis Love III for the American team. Now, the competition, we're talking about Ryder Cup week. There's a whole bunch of things that lead up to it. Ryder Cup merchandise sale and the gates to the course open on, actually they opened yesterday and they will stay open today and tomorrow. Then on Tuesday, practice begins. Ryder Cup team practice begins at 8 in the morning. And then later on in the day, in the afternoon, they'll have a U.S. past captain celebrity scramble. Past U.S. Ryder Cup captains will be paired with a celebrity, and they'll play 10 holes in a scramble format. Later that evening, a Ryder Cup captain's reception, not at Medina, but at Rich Harvest Farms Car Museum, which is nearby and where they played the Solheim Cup a couple of years ago. The Solheim Cup is the ladies' equivalent of the Ryder Cup. On Wednesday, more
Ryder Cup team practice in the morning. And then in the afternoon, there's a Junior Ryder Cup exhibition. The U.S. and European Junior Ryder Cup teams will play 10 holes, and we'll talk to Alan Ranowski coming up about the Junior Ryder Cup, which hasn't gotten a lot of play and a lot of publicity, but it's starting to build up a little bit, and we'll talk to him about this year's competition and what it's all about. Later that night on Wednesday, the Ryder Cup Gala, the premier event of Ryder Cup Week, a red carpet arrival, the Ryder Cup captains, Ryder Cup teams, celebrities. Justin Timberlake is going to be there. The band Chicago and some other Windy City icons. I imagine Michael Jordan and a few folks like that may show up.
Michael Jordan is part of the deal. Justin Timberlake was on Jay Leno earlier this week, and he was talking about that as like he's got some sort of ambassador. He doesn't really know what he's there for, but Jay asked him something about if that was common for the Ryder Cup to have that, and Timberlake goes, no, not really, but I think I wrote enough letters that they finally got annoyed and they said they'd bring me on for something. But of course, you know, he is very involved in golf in a number of ways and has the tournament for charity and all that sort of thing coming up here soon. So it's kind of cool to see him there. The Junior Ryder Cup, by the way, is a mixed event, boys and girls. I don't know if a lot of people know about that. 12 team members, just like the big Ryder Cup, six boys and six girls from each continent, and it's only a two-day event. But here are some names that have played in the Junior Ryder Cup. Tell me if you've heard of any of these. Rory McIlroy, Suzanne Pedersen, Hunter Mahan, Sergio Garcia, Lexi Thompson, and Nicholas Kolsarts.
Like I said,
had I heard of any of those?
Yeah, I've heard of them, but we didn't hear of them so much when they were playing in the Junior Ryder Cup.
No, not so. Back then. Maybe Lexi Thompson to some degree for the American people that follow golf.
I think that's going to change in the next several Junior Ryder Cup events. That's the event. Some of the events on Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday, more Ryder Cup team practice Thursday morning, and I find this interesting. The play doesn't start until Friday, but they have the opening ceremonies on Thursday, and that'll be at Medina Country Club, hole number 10, of course, number 1 for the opening ceremonies. Later that night, they call it Bagpipes and Blues, the officially sanctioned Ryder Cup pep rally, with charities benefiting there, in particular the Ronald McDonald House Charities and the Illinois PGA Foundations. That'll be held in downtown Chicago. And then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the actual competition, Friday and Saturday, it'll be foursomes and four-ball competitions. They'll start with foursomes early and play four balls late. And then on Sunday, it should get real interesting with the singles competition. And hopefully they settle it then, because closing ceremonies are set for late Sunday afternoon.
Right, and we talked with Mike Scully from Medina last week, and he talked about the city of Chicago buying into this. The city of Chicago is one of the better sports towns in America, and I believe, along with Minneapolis, actually, I believe that Chicago and Minneapolis have the most public golf courses per capita of any of the major metropolitan areas in the United States. So Chicago is a very good golf town. And, you know, great turnout for the Solheim Cup 3 years ago. Olympia Fields, where the Junior Ryder Cup will be played, has held major events also. So good golf and good golf courses in the Chicago area.
The European roster, Lee Westwood, Justin Rose, Ian Poulter, Francesco Molinari, Rory McIlroy, Graham McDowell, Paul Laurie, Martin Keimer, Peter Hansen, Sergio Garcia, Luke Donald, and Nicholas Kolsarts. Kolsarts, the only rookie. The United States roster, Tiger Woods, Bubba Watson, Steve Stricker, Brant Snedeker, Webb Simpson, Phil Mickelson, Matt Kuchar, Zach Johnson, Dustin Johnson, Jim Furyk, Jason Duffner, Keegan Bradley, Duffner, Webb Simpson, and Brant Snedeker, all making their first Ryder Cup appearances. It's pretty. You'd have to look long and hard to find a better roster than what I just read for both the U.S. and the
Europeans. For either side, yeah. And Brant Snedeker making Davis Love look pretty smart here. You know, he wasn't really a name a lot of people were talking about 2 or 3 months ago, but He's played his way in, has a chance to win the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup today, and he can be a birdie machine out there. And that's what you need in Ryder Cup play is birdies. And he can putt, and if the greens are rolling at 13 and change, which Mike Scully alluded to last week, you're going to need some people that can putt, that's for sure.
And when you look at the names I just read and how, you know, how good these teams are, you think about some of the people who didn't make it. Padraig Harrington left off the European squad. Hunter Mahan left off the American team. That tells you just how tough it is to make a Ryder Cup team and some of the tough decisions that the captains, Davis Love for the Americans and Jose Maria Olazabal, had to make for the Europeans.
Right, and those two players you just mentioned, you know, have also playing very well the last, you know, 3 months or so, but didn't do enough early on to warrant a spot.
He's the president of the PGA of America. And we've been trying to get this guy on the show for a long time. He's been a busy man. He's been traveling. He was at the Olympic Games last month when we tried to get him on the show. Alan Ranowski joins us next as we continue from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, our producer, Scott Cuddy. This is Tee to Green. We'll be right back.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Mark Kelbel. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. I want to talk to you today about a simple pitch shot, and I want you to be able to come back to this shot time and time again, whether you have a good lie or a bad lie, whether the pitch is of 50 yards or 25 yards or 70 yards. I want you to put the ball right in the middle of your stance, get your knees bent, and I want you to practice swinging your arms. The arm swing is very, very important. Think of hands on a clock. Practice going 10 to 2. 9 to 3, 8 to 4, your backswing should mirror your follow-through. And always try to get a little air underneath your right heel when you finish, particularly on uphill shots or shots out of the rough where the club face is going to grab a little bit through impact. This will ensure momentum through the shot, proper distance control, and also accuracy, because the club face will likely shut if you're decelerating through the shot.
For more on how to get the ball up and down, visit tee2greenradio.com or visit your local PGA professional. We like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it. It's Tee to Green. Jay and Jerry talking a little golf from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, as we do every Sunday. Great to have you on board. Coming up, Jerry's going to take us on tour, give us the updates from the Tour Championship down in Atlanta. Our next guest is the PGA Director of Golf at Hillandale Country Club in Phoenix, Maryland. That's just one of the hats he wears. The other is that since November of 2010, he's been the president of the PGA of America. Alan Ranowski, the 37th president of the PGA of America. His term is winding down, and I'm sure he would like nothing better than to see the U.S. bring the Ryder Cup back to the United States as sort of the crowning achievement of his reign. And we're happy to have Alan Ranowski join us right now on Tee to Green. Good morning, Alan. Thanks for being here.
Well, good morning. My pleasure. It's a beautiful day here in Chicago. It's a little nippy, but the sun's shining and very little breeze. And we're looking forward to just an outstanding week.
Is the buzz really beginning to build out there in the Windy City?
Well, it is, and the excitement of the town has probably started since about a year ago when we did the Ryder Cup 1 year ago with Davis Love and a few of the people here, and you can just feel it getting better every day. Yesterday, we actually got to go over to Medina where we did the Ryder Cup Youth Skills Challenge with 32 children that had qualified out of 3,000 contestants. Yesterday they were playing for driving skills and approach shots and putting. And they got to tour the facility and go through it, and there were quite a few people over there as the merchandise tent was over early. And, well, I'm telling you, the excitement, the buzz around here is just phenomenal. And you come to a traditional sports town like Chicago, we knew they were going to be just as great a venue as some of our past ones, and most recently with Valhalla in 08, where they're just all excited. They're really, this is the preeminent event in sport, and you only get to host it every 4 years in our country. So they are going to be very, very embracive. And you'll, for anybody that's out there that wants to be excited and be part of this, you can go to the Ryder Cup website and join to be the 13th man and show the support.
There you go. Yeah, show your support for the U.S. team. Now, you mentioned Youth Skills Challenge. Let's talk about youth golf, in particular junior golf, the Junior Ryder Cup, which a lot of people may or may not know about too much. Tell us about the Junior Ryder Cup and what's that all about?
Well, it has a history back to 1995, and it's become the preeminent international junior team competition in the world. It's 12 contestants from the U.S. against 12 from Europe, 6 girls and 6 boys. Participants in the event have been Sergio Garcia, Hunter Mahan, Nicholas Cosarts, Rory McIlroy, Alexis Thompson. Just an outstanding field. This year we got Bo Hostler and our PGA Junior Champion, Robbie Shelton, Allison Lee's on the team. And it's opening closing ceremonies. I'll be going down there at 4 o'clock today to get it opened. You have officials from Europe and America that will be there. Same type of format as the Ryder Cup with the four-ball and foursome flight. Foursome, for those that aren't familiar with it, is the alternate shot, and then the singles matches. So it'll be an exciting week for them. It also is really exciting for the kids because on Wednesday we have the gala each year for the Ryder Cup, and most of the players go to get prepared and put their nines on and look really dapper. So there wasn't a lot of golf, so we bring these 24 juniors over to the competition course in Medina. We're playing the Junior Ryder Cup at Olympia Fields, which is a great test too. But we'll bring them all over Wednesday to Medina to actually play a friendship match, so that the spectators that are there looking to watch some great golf will see these kids who I'm sure many will go on to have great tour careers.
How is the rivalry in the Junior Ryder Cup? I'm sure it's not quite similar to the U.S. versus Europe, but I imagine there's some rivalry there, isn't there?
Well, there was, and it's kind of started out as an exhibition in 95, and then over the last 4 years, you've seen it change. We've tried to really format it where it was more competitive. The series is tied at 3-3-1. The U.S. has won the last two to bring it back to that, so they're out to get the lead and make it 4-3-1 when we leave here. And spirited competition, but again, it's about the game, and the game is the real winner between the Junior Ryder Cup and the Ryder Cup. It's all about how good the game of golf is for people that play it at whatever level that you do play it. And these kids will be battling it pretty hard, but when it's all said and done, it'll be about the friendships that are made. And you know, something I can pass on to people that I like to share is that when you think of golf, G-O-L-F, it's about great opportunities and lifetime friendships. So the friendships that will be made this week, both at the Ryder Cup and Junior Ryder Cup, will last a lifetime, and the opportunities to showcase the skills for these kids is phenomenal.
Alan, you've certainly got a full plate for the week starting today, but it's not really work, is it?
Well, somebody said it's a labor of love, and I'm not sure if I would ever say labor. It's just a privilege to do it, and we were over at Medina yesterday for a while, and then we'll be doing some things today and some interviews and going to the opening ceremonies. But it's just a privilege and honor. As you said, I'm the 37th president in almost 100-year history. So to be able to serve the game and my association, the PGA of America, in that capacity, I've just been honored and humbled to do it each and every day.
Alan Ranowski is our guest. He is the president of the PGA of America. Alan, the last 2 years, have they flown by? Have you stayed busy? When you look back on it, what do you see?
We talked about the last two being so fast. I don't think I remember going on the board in the year 2000 on the national board, and I'm trying to figure out where the last 10 years went. It goes really quick, and each and every day has been a pleasure and exciting to me. 2 years certainly is fast, but you know, I'm so proud of what's transpired over the last few years for the association, really getting more active in the player development role, having our professionals. I heard your tip at the beginning, talking about chipping, the more that we can do to enhance the enjoyment of the game for those out there playing. And so for anybody that's out there listening, please go to playgolfamerica.com. There are some great initiatives right now with the tee it forward program, trying to get everybody to play the yardage. It makes the game a lot more fun, a lot more enjoyable. The Get Golf Ready clinics, where you can get into a group of eight or less for 5 weeks over an hour and a half time period, that take you from the putting green all the way out to an on-course experience. And the starting fee is usually somewhere around $99. The LEJ Sports that we've combined with for junior golf, getting back to juniors, it's a league concept just like baseball and a lot of the other sports, where these kids get to play as teams. They get to wear uniforms that have numbers on them. We have coaches being out there. We just played the finals last week from around the country. We had almost 2,000 juniors this year participate in it, and the finals were at Cog Hill right around the corner. So anybody who wants to find out more about that, please go to PGAJRLeagueGolf.com. And I think there's a link to it from the Play Golf America site as well. So an exciting time for sure for the game of golf.
When you took over almost 2 years ago now and looked at the landscape of golf, were those some of the initiatives that you put right away on the front burner, or how did that all happen?
Yeah, well, I've been at a club, as you said, I've been in Hillsdale for 33 years, and I'm fairly well at Greengrass, traditional professional. I teach and play and promote the game, which has been our core values. And I think now, certainly our past president, Jim Remy, did a great job, outstanding job, get us through a very challenging economic time period and had us focus a little bit more on the section involvement through education, employment, and my opportunity. And, you know, sometimes legacies are pre-done for you, I think, was to really work with the player development. We've seen where the game has been reasonably static, and how do we make it better? It's certainly a business for our PGA professionals, but more so what it means at this time period for the people in the country. We think about the economic impact of the game of golf and what it does to provide 2 million jobs, and that's just not for the Tigers and Phils and some of the premier players. That's people at facilities that are mowing the grass, that are servicing the food and beverage operations. 2 million people with jobs is important in this country, and 16,000 facilities that are very representative of what we're concerned about today with small businesses, where they usually employ 47 people or less on a full-time basis at clubs. When you think of the health and wellness that we're all so deeply concerned about, especially with junior diabetes or junior obesity issues, and you think that through a game of golf you can burn 2,500 calories and walking 18 holes, you can actually burn 1,500 while you're riding. So it's a very, very healthy sport. It's a fun sport. You can do it as a family. You can use it for the social networking aspect. You can do it for business. And it's a game for all ages. I watch so many of these kids that are becoming special at some of the other sports, and I'm concerned about what happens when they're 25 and 35 and beyond. Golf is a game of a lifetime. This is something they can do forever, and it's kind of fun. Now, in my own personal experiences, I watch my 31-year-old son call my wife and say, I'm off, Monday, let's go play golf. And you know, there's not a lot of other sports that can happen.
That's for sure. Alan, switching topics real quickly, I believe you were over in London last month. There has been talk for a number of years about Olympics coming, or golf coming to the Olympics. It's going to happen in Rio in 2016. Why was now the right time for that? I know the PGA had something to do with that also.
Well, I think everybody in the game of golf was. It had been in there many, many years ago, and we've been really trying to get it back in for years to come. And you know, certainly it will have a little bit of an impact with our country, but more so trying to spread the game around the world. As we know, the world has gotten to be a much smaller place. The international impact that this will have for countries like India, Egypt, Russia, so many around the world, that this will actually really help the development of the game of golf as we move forward.
Alan Ranowski, 37th president of the PGA of America. Alan, thanks for taking the time to be with us today, and have fun in Medina this week.
Well, thank you.
Alan Ranowski, the president of the PGA of America, with us today on Tee to Green. Jerry's standing by to take us on tour. We continue from the Broadmoor right after this.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you.
Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
This segment of Tee to Green has been brought to you by our friends at Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. They're at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs. Check them out online, www.swan-law.com. Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf. Not done yet. Here's Jerry to take us on tour.
All kinds of possibilities at the Tour Championship in Atlanta today. Here's where we are right now. Justin Rose, Brant Snedeker tied for the lead at minus eight. They're two ahead of Ryan Moore. Then Rory McIlroy, Bubba Watson, and Jim Furyk at minus five. Tiger and three others at minus four. Rose loves the challenge of the Tour Championship.
Well, I mean, this is the kind of golf that I do enjoy. I like tests like this. I typically like it when it's 10 under par is a really great week. Birdies are possible, but you have to grind for your pars. I feel like that sort of challenge suits me mentally and suits my game.
Snedeker with an interesting challenge, trying to hold the lead for the first time on Sunday.
I've never had a lead going to Sunday and won, so that's the kind of next evolution, the next step in becoming a world-class player is knowing that you can do that, and I need to show that I can do that.
One of the things that could happen here, Jay, is, for example, if Rose or Moore would win the tournament, the way the points shake out, there's a possibility that Snedeker and McIlroy, for example, could tie, and then they would have a sudden-death playoff to win the FedEx Cup, even though they don't win the tournament.
Yeah.
So that's some interesting drama that could unfold there at East Lake in Atlanta this afternoon. The women are at Capitol Hill in Prattville, Alabama, for the Navistar Classic. This is the one that Lexi Thompson won last year. She led through the first 2 days, but now had a bad day yesterday with two over and has dropped five shots off. Stacey Lewis with a 65 is our leader at minus 15. Two ahead of Angela Stanford, three ahead of Lizette Salas of Mexico.
And we want to thank our guests today for joining us on Tee to Green from PGA.com, TJ O'Claire. If you want to find out the best coverage of the Ryder Cup, do it online at PGA.com and read TJ's stuff, because he is Mr. Ryder Cup. And thanks to Alan Ranosky, 37th president of the PGA of America. Hope you enjoyed our interview and his insights on golf today here on Tee to Green. That's going to do it. Have a great week, everyone. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.